You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. There may be lots of ghosts on the street for Halloween, but you'll find ghosts all year round at Aston Hall Museum in Birmingham. The 400-year-old hall is said to be one of the UK's most haunted buildings. We're joined now by Rick Salden, the Aston Hall team manager, for the whole spooky story. So when was the hall built and who first lived there?
Aston Hall was built over quite a long period. It was built between 1618 and 1635 for a man called Sir Thomas Holt. He'd become a nobleman, he'd become a baronet, and he wanted a great big house to show off. And that's exactly what Aston Hall is. It's a prestige house. I still think it's very impressive today. They did move in 1632, so there's still building work going on.
What are some of the most spectacular elements of the house?
Well, it starts from the outside in. It's a very typical example of Jacobean architecture. So symmetry is really important, and sort of one side balances the other out. It was in a red brick with a repeating black brick diamond pattern, and with white stone carved quite intricately. So you would have seen it, the great glazed windows flashing in the sun from miles around. When you come into the Great Hall where you buy your tickets, a big, impressive space, deliberately so. But our crowning glory is our Long Gallery. It's certainly the longest in Warwickshire, and it's one of the finest examples you'll find anywhere in the country.
And what are some of the spooky events that have occurred since the building was opened?
We are renowned for being haunted, for being a spooky place. Many of the stories do harken back to the original owner, to Sir Thomas Holt. He was quite a harsh man. We've got three major spirits, and they all actually are from his time. The first is the Green Lady, and she's normally seen or experienced in the Long Gallery, but actually throughout the building. Visitors who've seen her describe her as being a woman in a green dress, 1630s style. So we think it might be the shade of Mistress Walker, who was either the housekeeper or possibly lady's maid to Lady Holt. And she doesn't like it when there's mess. So when it is messy, when we're getting ready for Christmas, for example, we've got lots of Christmas trees and decorations out, she's more likely to be seen. But she's very, very solid. And visitors that do experience her say that they think she's a volunteer dressed up or a performer until she just vanishes. We also have the Grey Lady. We're not the only place to have one. They're fairly common. She's up in the attics, and she's said to be one of the daughters of Sir Thomas Holt, who, the story goes, fell in love with the son of a tenant farmer and wanted to marry him. But her father wanted a much grander match, so refused. Instead, saying she'd marry the man that he selected for her. She refused and was sent to her bedroom to think about what she'd done. Well, she was actually locked in that room for 16 years. Different endings to the story, depending on who's telling it. Either she went mad or she stopped eating. Or on the one I prefer, because it gives her a little bit more agency, is that she managed to break out of the room and was fleeing down the stairs, but she slipped and fell and broke her neck. And the final one of those big three is a serving boy by the name of Dick. So the servant's attic is called Dick's Garret, because that's where we think he was sent after he'd been found stealing some bread to await his punishment. But rather than just waiting for his fate to be delivered to him, he took his fate into his own hands. There are other characters and other stories that people do tell. Sometimes people say that they see the shade of Selina Powell, who was a tightrope walker. The rope she was walking on broke. She fell either in the Great Parlour or the Great Hall. I don't think we really know for sure. Now, I will say I've not seen any of these things, but I have had lots and lots of people say that they've seen things, smelt things, felt things, heard things over the 6 years I've been here.
And it sounds like there's been such a variety of people that have visited and been in the house. What are some of the key changes that the house has seen?
The house is actually remarkably unchanged from its original layout. The family lost a lot of money during the Civil War, which kicked off shortly after it was completed. There were some changes made in the mid-1700s, and then there were more made around 1820. But they've all been in keeping with the building, so it is very much Jacobean in feel. We've had a couple of royal visitors. So we had King Charles came to stay on his way to the Battle of Edge Hill, 1642. In 1858, Queen Victoria, when she visited Birmingham and turned all the roads into Queensways, she came to Aston Hall and she opened it as a museum for the first time. And I guess actually that's in many ways the biggest change we've had. Having been a family home for the Holts to being a place where James Watt Jr., the son of the great steam engineer, lived. But the real transformation was from a house into a museum. And that was right in the middle of the 19th century. As far as we can tell, we are the oldest historic house turned civic museum in England and possibly further afield as well. And it's a real privilege when I speak to visitors and ask, oh, is this your first time visiting? And about half of the time it is, but the rest of the time they're people that have come here often year after year or generation after generation. You know, the number of times I've been like, oh, well, my grandparents came here and they brought me when I was a kid, and now I'm a grandparent, I'm bringing my grandchildren. And that idea of being owned by and part of the community of Aston, but of Birmingham and the West Midlands more generally, is something we're very proud of.
And what kind of events and tours can blind and partially sighted people experience if they come to Aston Hall?
On a normal day we're open, it's free flow around the building. We do, of course, welcome guide dogs and hearing dogs. We can organise and arrange guided tours. We've done that in the past for visitors who are either blind or partially sighted, where we do a lot more tactile interaction. We do have reproductions that we can bring out where our visitors are partially sighted. So when they get right up and feel the intricate carvings on the stonework and on the wood panelling and on places like our Great Staircase, where it's a really good chance to get our hands-on with history and to get a good feel for the building. We do special events throughout the year, and many of these are sort of what we call hands-on activities, where people can either get hands-on with original items or reproduction items, or in many cases, things that they can actually just have a go with, whether it's historical sport or we did some 1940s during the war cooking and all sorts of things.
And where can people find out more about the museum? And do you have anything exciting coming up?
Yeah, so we have a website. Do a search for Birmingham Museums, Aston Hall, you'll find us. And all of our events do get listed on there. We've also used social media quite heavily, so Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And all of our events will go out over Facebook and Twitter. The events are up there. We are now closed for the rest of 2022, but we have a couple of special events coming up. Coming up to Christmas, we're going to be having some storytelling events and hopefully some Christmas carol events. Otherwise, we're going to be reopening in mid-February next year. We're really looking forward to what is looking like a really, really robust and varied program of live events for next year. So there should be lots and lots to get involved with. And one of the things we're always happy to do is if people get in touch to let us know, particularly if it's a group where we can make accommodations, we're really, really happy to do that. We want the place to be for absolutely everybody.
Head over to Aston Hall on Facebook, at Aston Hall Museum on Twitter, or go to their website at www.birminghammuseums.org.uk/Aston-Hall to find out more information and for all of the events that are coming up. Thank you so much for joining us, Rick Sowden, the Aston Hall team manager, and for getting us in the Halloween spirit here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks ever so much for having me. I'm really, really pleased to be with you.